Hello and welcome to the Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And after much arguing back and forth, the title of today's show is Let's Review. And it's because we didn't do a back-to-school show this year. It's the first time in our 35 years on the air that we didn't do one. So I was thinking about what happens your first week, 2 weeks, sometimes first 2 months of school. You review what you were supposed to remember from the previous year. So Let's Review, spelled R-E-V-U-E, is a chance for us to look at those shows that are just reviews. They didn't have books to them. They were just there to put either composer music together or written about a theme with skits and other songs. And it gives us the opportunity to play some pretty fun music.
And I can't think of a better way to start a program about reviews than a song from the Ziegfeld Follies, which for a number of years were the most glamorous shows on Broadway. And Ziegfeld Follies and other series like Earl Carroll's Vanities were all reviews. One number followed another, no particular connection between them, and there was always a big spectacular number at the end of the first act and again at the end of the second act. And we're going to start with a song that sort of introduces that whole idea of glorifying the American girl. This comes from the Ziegfeld Follies of 1919, and it was written by Irving Berlin. We have its originator to sing it. John Steele sang this in the Ziegfeld Follies of 1919, and it's A Pretty Girl Is Like a Melody.
I have an ear for music, and I have an eye for a maid. I link a pretty girly with each pretty tune that's played. They go together like sunny weather, goes with a month of May. I've studied girls and music, so I'm qualified to say. A pretty girl is like a melody that haunts you night and day, just like the strain of a haunting refrain. She'll start upon a marathon and run around your brain. You can't escape. She's in your memory by morning, night, and noon. She will leave you and then come back again. A pretty girl is just like a pretty tune. A pretty girl is like a melody that haunts you night and day, just like the strain of a haunting refrain. She'll start upon a marathon and run around your brain. You can't escape. She's in your memory by morning, night, and noon. She will leave you and then come back again. A pretty
John Steele sang A Pretty Girl Is Like a Melody from the Ziegfeld Follies of 1919. Of course, there was no original cast recording, even though he did record that song, but that recording comes from a series put out by the Smithsonian Institute called American Musical Theater, Shows, Songs, and Stars.
1978's Ain't Misbehavin' is a perfect vehicle to show the putting together of mostly one composer's music into an evening of high-energy fun. From that review, we're going to listen to Nell Carter and Armelia McQueen singing Find Out What They Like by Waller and Razaf.
Until I change my plan, we're having no more trouble now. My daddy's nice as he can be.
Oh, sweetheart, mine is better.
Ladies, I will tell you how. That's if you take a tip. Find out what they like and how they like it, and let them have it just that way. Give them what they want and when they want it without a single word to say. You've got to cater to a man, and if you don't,
day and night,
you find some other gal to do the things you want.
From Ain't Misbehavin', a review that featured mostly the music of Fats Waller, that was Nell Carter and Armelia McQueen with Find Out What They Like.
We're going to have two reviews by Maltby and Shire, and some of these songs were in shows that didn't make it. Some of them were just songs that they wrote. And I have a feeling that if this song was in a show, it might have been considered too negative, and that's why it was cut. The review was performed by three singers, and we have one of those three, George Lee Andrews, to sing a song called I Don't Remember Christmas.
I I was standing in the bedroom when it suddenly came clear that at last I don't remember that at one time you were here. All that stuff that used to haunt me, like your robe behind the door, for the first time I don't notice that they're not here anymore. And I don't remember summer, I do not remember fall, so it's possible December never happened after all. Did we trim the tree together? I can't get the image through, 'cause I don't remember Christmas and I don't remember you. Later on, to my astonishment, I did not feel a tug when I walked into the living room and saw that sheepskin rug. All those pesky little echoes, they're all gone without a trace. It was good to know I could grow unaccustomed to your face. 'Cause I don't remember Easter or the rainy day we met. Did we really have some good times? Come on, tell me, I forget. Did I think that you were springtime? It's all vanished in the blue, 'cause I don't remember Christmas and I don't remember you. If she wants to leave you, well, let her, says a practical voice in my head. Any sensible man would forget her, forget her, forget her. Bermuda is a blur, and I'm not the type to waste time over things that never were. Were you really my obsession till our ship of pleasure sank? No, I guess I must have dreamt you, 'cause the whole year is a blank. And I don't remember crying, and I can't recall your touch, 'cause I'd never be so stupid as to open up so much. Did I really say I need you? No, the words just don't ring true, 'cause I don't remember talking, and I don't remember laughing, and I don't remember wanting, and I don't remember needing. I do not remember April, I do not remember Tuesday, and I don't remember Christmas, and I don't remember you.
George Lee Andrews sang I Don't Remember Christmas, a song from Starting Here, Starting Now.
There have been many reviews made of the music of Stephen Sondheim, and we're going to the first one. This was a London review called Side by Side by Sondheim. And from the original cast featuring Millicent Martin and Julia McKenzie, we're not hearing from David Kernan right here, we're going to listen to one of the two songs on tonight's show that were cut from musicals but showed up in reviews. This cut from Follies is Can That Boy Foxtrot?
Grocery clerk, unprepossessing. Some think the boy's a jerk, they have a blessing. But when he starts to move, he aims to please, which only goes to prove that sometimes in a clerk you find a Hercules. Hasn't much that's plus. You might describe him thus: a false alarm, a broken arm, an imitation Hitler, and with littler charm. But oh, can that boy foxtrot? His mouth is mean, he's not too clean. What makes him look reptilian is the brilliantine. But oh, can that boy foxtrot? Who knows what I saw in him? I took a chance. Oh, yes, one more flaw in him. He can't dance. As dumbbells go, he's rather slow, and as for being saintly, even faintly, no. But who needs Albert Schweitzer when the lights are low? And oh boy, can that boy foxtrot? Right now, as I speak of him, I hear those drums, and oh, the technique of him.
ball, but on the floor he ain't. And oh boy, oh boy, can that boy foxtrot.
From the musical review Side by Side by Sondheim, that was Millicent Martin and Julia McKenzie with Can That Boy Foxtrot.
We're going to move on to a review by Waldrop and Gallagher called When Pigs Fly. And it's a gay-themed review that has some wonderful satirical moments in it. Our favorite is called Coming Attractions with Carol Ann. And she is going to introduce the next season for a little theater company. And you can only imagine how wonderful they're going to be.
At the Melody Barn Theater.
That's right. And the performers here are Stanley Bujarski, David Pevsner, John Tracy Egan, Michael West, and Jay Rogers.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Now, for those of you who don't know me, I'm Carol Ann Knipple, artistic director here at the Melody Barn, and your Reno Sweeney for this evening. We'll be right back with the fourth and final act of Anything Goes as soon as we sell you a few more drinks. And if you need to stretch your legs, it's through the lobby and to the left, if you know what I mean. But right now, I want to talk to you about our thrilling plans for next season. As you know, here at the Melody Barn, we are dedicated to bringing you the best of Broadway, shows with zip, zing, and plenty of pizzazz. Our audience is important to us. That's why we listen to what you want. We know there were some problems with this past season. We know you didn't understand Ruthless. We know you don't see why we can't do Cats. We know, hey, how many times can you paint your wagon? Message received loud and clear. So this season we tried changing the pace with some reviews. There was our evening of Frank Lesser's World War II songs, Brutally Frank. And then there was our rediscovered Richard Rodgers evening, You Don't Know Dick. Hey, they were fun, right? But we know you like a story with your music. What you may not know is, in recent years, the supply of new musicals from Broadway has pretty much dried up. The big hits keep on running, and we just can't get the rights to them. So let's cut to the cheese. The Melody Barn is in a pickle. And I don't mind telling you, for a while, we all got pretty discouraged. And then I said to myself, Carol Ann, it's time to open a new window. Kiss today goodbye and point me towards tomorrow. Why not write your own darn musicals? So I put pen to paper, and guess what? It's not so hard. In fact, it's fun. Just take an old story, pump it full of pep. I enlisted the help of our ever faithful accompanist, Jason. Jason, honey, take a bow. He has written all the music, and it's fabulous. Who knew we had a Stephen Sondheim right under our noses? That's why all of us here at the Melody Barn are so darn excited. Next season, we'll be presenting a whole series of world premiere musicals based on stories that Broadway hasn't gotten around to yet. And tonight, to boost our subscription program, we're going to show you a few coming attractions. First up, a little song and dance extravaganza we call Quasimodo, the classic love story with a twist. And this is not some cheesy cartoon. This is live action. Oh, just wait till you see these kids sparkle. Now, here's the climactic scene, the setting, the top of the bell tower at the Notre Dame Cathedral. Down below, the crowds are banging down the church's doors.
Bang, 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 hark, Esmeralda, the bells I peal. gives me a funny
feeling. Now I've got you in my power, high atop this gothic tower. There's death below and heaven above. While the gates of hell are yawning, still I think the truth is dawning. I've got a hunch I'm in love. Hotel Mr. Victor Hugo, kid, where I go, that's where you go. We're flying on the wings of a dove. What about that Esmeralda?
I'm a brassy Broadway belter.
We got a hunch we're in love.
Oh, but wait, there's more. That's just the first show in a season brimming over with excitement and musical comedy know-how. The story for our next show, it's just ripped from today's headlines. I spotted it in one of those tabloids over at the supermarket checkout. Well, it's all about this average housewife whose life is forever changed when she dumps out a box of Orida crinkle cuts and they spell a secret message from the Almighty. We call the musical Lord of the Fries, and believe me, it's gonna be a real change of pace. Now, we had hoped to show you a darling number for the children called Pass the Ketchup. But little Billy Rosenfield, who was so good last year in Oliver, he came down with the chicken pox. So we have to move on to our next show. Last but not least, we got something I know you're gonna love. When we couldn't find a story to suit us, we just took characters whose appeal is tried and true and made up a whole new story around them. I play the title part. Look out! Here comes Annie 3!
Where's that great big heiress that we all adore? Where's that millionaireess we've been waiting for? She used to be an orphan tyke, but she's grown up and how? She's the gal you're gonna like, and here she comes right now.
Annie, the world's in a mess.
Annie, the country's in crisis.
Annie, as newly appointed head of the President's Task Force on Optimism, what are your plans?
Well, first, we're gonna get rid of you two. Bye. Bye-bye. When you're up the creek without a paddle, tell those problems to skedaddle. When you're in hot water, up to here, don't go under, persevere. Lollygaggers never win. Roll up those sleeves, stick out that chin. Pick your butt up off the ground and say, oh, look for the silver rainbow. When gray clouds rain on your parade, before it passes by, the sun all come out and blues are gonna fade. Be a cockeyed oculist, a whistle, a happy song. Everything's coming up, chrysanthemums, why don't you hop along? Yeah, hallelujah. You gotta climb every ladder,
climb every ladder.
Put on a happy coat,
coat.
Work the sunny side of the avenue and reach that unreachable door. So let us smile, be your bazooka, and blast all the blahs away. Tomorrow, tomorrow,
yeah.
There's always tomorrow,
yeah.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
So become a subscriber to the Melody Burns next fabulous season. And remember, what you saw here tonight, it's just the tip of the icebox.
Here's another day.
Stanley Bujarski led the entire company of When Pigs Fly in Coming Attractions with Carol Ann.
I think I have seen some of the shows they mention in that piece. We'll turn next to Jacques Brel is alive and well and living in Paris, and the original off-Broadway cast. Now, this too is a review that's done of another composer's work who didn't generally write for musicals, but they were able to go through the whole catalog. And this is also a musical review that shows up regularly. We have Ellie Stone and the company to sing one of my favorite songs. It's Carousel.
Candies, carousels and calliopes, fortune tellers in glass cases, we will always remember these merry-go-rounds, quickly turning for you and me. And the whole world madly turning, 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 till you can see. We're on a carousel, a crazy carousel. And now we go around and we go around, and now we spin around, but high above the ground, and down again, around
again,
and never again around
again.
So high above the ground, here we got a yellow. Carousel, a crazy carousel, we're on a Ferris wheel, a crazy Ferris wheel, a wheel within a wheel, and suddenly we feel the stars begin to wheel, and down again, around, and up again, around, and up again, around, so high above the ground, we feel we got a yell, we're on a crazy carousel, carnivals and cotton candies, carousels and calliopes, crazy clowns chasing brass rings, soda pop, and rock candy trees, merry-go-rounds, quickly turning for you and me, and the whole world madly turning, 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 till you can't see. We're on a carousel, a crazy carousel, and now we go around again, we go around, and now we spin around, but high above the ground, and down again, around, and up again, around. So high above the ground, we feel we got a yield. We're on a carousel, a crazy carousel, we're on a Ferris wheel, a crazy Ferris wheel. Oh, we're within a wheel, and suddenly we feel the stars begin to reel, and down again, around, and up again, around, and up again, around. So high above the ground, we feel we got a yield. We're on a carousel, a crazy carousel, we're on a carousel, a crazy carousel. And now we go around again, we go around, and now we spin around, we're high above the ground, and down again, around, and up again, around. So high above the ground, we feel we got a yield. We're on a carousel, a crazy carousel, carnivals and cotton candies, carousels and calliopes, Cupid dolls with painted faces, tricky shell games and missing fees, merry-go-round, quickly turning for you and me, and the whole world madly turning, 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 till you can see. We're on a carousel, a crazy carousel, and then we go around, and we go around, and we spin around, high above the ground, and then around, and then we get around, high above the ground, we're gonna yell, we're in a carousel, a crazy carousel, we're in a first wheel, a crazy first wheel, a wheel within a wheel, suddenly we feel a soft dream, we're gonna run, and up again around, and up again around, so high above the ground, we're gonna yell, we're in a carousel, a crazy carousel, we're in a carousel, a crazy carousel, and then we go around, and we go around, now it's gonna run, high above the ground, down again around, and up again around, so high above the ground, we're gonna yell, we're in a carousel, a crazy carousel, la 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 la.
Ellie Stone and the company from Jacques Brel is Alive and Well and Living in Paris with Carousel. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to Let's Review on the Dress Circle.
Another one of those many reviews of the music of Stephen Sondheim is Putting It Together. And once again, we've chosen a song by Sondheim that was cut from a musical. A Little Night Music was too long, and this song was cut. It's called Bang, and it's sung by Rachel York and Michael Rupert.
Bang! The war commences. The enemy awaits in quivering expectancy. The poor defenses, the penetrable gates. How terrible to be a woman.
The time is here, the game is there. The smell of fear, like a musk, pervades the air. The bugle sounding, the pistol steady, the blood is pounding. Take aim and ready. A bang, 20 minutes small talk, 30 at the most. Bang, two or three to pour the schnapps. Bang, 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 half a minute to propose the necessary toast. Bang, the tunic opens, bang, the trousers fall. Bang, the foe is helpless, back against the wall. Bang, an hour and a quarter over all. And bang,
20 minutes to arrange these bloody awful flowers.
Bang,
can I get away with more?
Bang, bang, bang.
Then I have to brush my hair, and that could take me hours.
Bang,
a fit of vapors.
Bang,
no, that's too quaint.
Bang,
a racking cough, and then a graceful faint.
Bang,
a lengthy lecture.
Bang,
on self-restraint.
Bang, bang,
bang, bang, bang, bang.
The battle rages.
Bang.
Whatever ground I gain, I fortify remorselessly.
Bang, bang!
The foe engages.
Bang.
By shifting the terrain, how pitiful to be a woman.
Bang!
Attack.
Bang!
Retreat.
Bang!
Lay back.
Bang!
Reform.
Bang.
Outflank.
Bang!
Deplete.
Bang!
Move up and then restore.
Bang, bang.
The siege succeeding.
Bang.
The time grows shorter.
Bang.
She lies there pleading.
Bang.
I give no quarter. Bang, a foray at the elbow, salvo at the knee.
Bang,
bang. Fusillades at breast and thigh.
Bang,
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 bang. Then when she's exhausted, bang, a fresh sortie.
Bang.
I taste the conquest.
Bang.
The taste is sweet.
Bang, bang.
She lays her arms down, welcoming defeat.
Bang, bang.
Both sides content,
bang,
secure,
bang,
position,
bang, bang, bang.
All passion spent,
bang,
discuss,
bang,
conditions. How terrible,
bang,
how pitiful,
bang,
how glorious to be a woman.
He is a peacock, I keep forgetting.
The quarry senses a momentary pang.
It's all so foolish. Why am I sweating?
The war commences. Bang!
Rachel York and Michael Rupert sang Bang, a song that was cut from A Little Night Music and was featured in Putting It Together.
Ben Bagley has given us so many wonderful recordings of songs that would have been lost otherwise in his entire series, but he also gave us The Littlest Review, which opened on May 22, 1956, off-Broadway, and had a cast that included Joel Grey, Tammy Grimes, Charlotte Ray, and Larry Storch, of all people. And he got Ogden Nash and Vernon Duke. He commissioned them for most of the score, but also some other people like John Latouche and Charles Strauss and Lee Adams also contributed songs. We're playing one of our favorite songs from The Littlest Review that's performed by Joel Grey. It's called I Lost the Rhythm.
You see before you a sad calypso man. A very sad thing happened to me. It isn't like a calypso man to cry, but when you hear my trouble, you'll see. If I had lost all my money and my wife ran away, to a calypso man these things are small. But what happened to this calypso man? He is the saddest blow of all. This will break your heart. It makes me cry. I don't think I could tell you.
Yes, I can. I lost the rhythm. I can hear the melody. The band is sweet, but gee, I'm just not with them. I lost the rhythm. Where is the drum beat? The trumpet player can be proud. At least he plays the music loud with some beat. But where's the drum beat? When I lose the beat, it's as though I were dead. The tune may be sweet, but my feet are like lead. Who cares for the tune when the music is hot? I gotta hear drums or dance I cannot. So give me rhythm. Mister, if you play for me, this song can be in any key. Who cares if it's a symphony or pop? But I lost the rhythm. It's just this, well, the song is over, so I'll stop.
That was Joel Gray from Ben Bagley's The Littlest Review with I Lost the Rhythm.
Our next review is really two one-act reviews put together, A Day in Hollywood, A Night in the Ukraine. And this 1980 original Broadway cast recording features songs by Jerry Herman, who contributed songs to especially A Day in Hollywood. We have one of our favorites from that score, and it's called Nelson. It's performed for you here by Peggy Hewitt. Peggy Hewitt sang Nelson from the first half of a review called A Day in Hollywood, A Night in the Ukraine. And Michael reminded me that A Night in the Ukraine is not really a review, but it's a kind of satire on Marx Brothers movies, and those usually ended up being in bits and pieces anyway.
Or falling to bits and pieces. There was an off-Broadway review entitled Leading Men Don't Dance. And they didn't dance, but they sang a great deal, and they sang one of our favorite songs from a musical called Carmelina. Here is George Dvorsky, Scott Holmes, Richard Mewins, Byron Neese, and Ron Raines with One More Walk Around the Garden.
That old April yearning once more is returning, and I have a longing to wander. The leaves may be falling, but April is calling, and the primrose is beckoning me yonder. For one more walk around the garden, one more stroll along the shore, one more memory I can dream upon until I dream no more. For one more time perhaps the dawn will wait, and one more prayer, it's not too late. Together one more rose before I say goodbye and close the garden gate. That old urge is saying it's time to go straying where no one but April will find me. To try and recover the heart of a lover that I left lying somewhere behind me. Just one more walk around the garden, one more stroll along the shore. One more memory I can dream upon until I dream no more. For one more time perhaps the dawn will wait, and one more prayer, it's not too late. Together one more rose before I say goodbye and garden gate. One more rose before I close the garden gate.
From the off-Broadway review Leading Men Don't Dance, you heard George Dvorsky, Scott Holmes, Richard Mewins, Byron Neese, and Ron Raines with One More Walk Around the Garden from Carmelina.
That recording, by the way, in addition to the five men Michael just mentioned, features a young lady named Kate Willinger. And I guess she was thrown in so that it wouldn't be a male-dominated completely show. And she sings a number with all of those men, called Sensitive New Age Guys, that is really interesting, but it has a language problem for us and includes a couple of words and phrases that some listeners object to. We're going to move now to Two on the Isle, which starred Dolores Gray and Burt Lahr, and the stories that came out of the backstage conduct of those two people are amazing. and they ended up singing only one number together on the original cast album, which was recently reissued by Decca Broadway. The Dolores Gray numbers are all sensational, and our favorite is If You Hadn't But You Did. Dolores Gray is singing the music of Stein, Compton, and Green.
Heart. I really don't know what to do about him. I've told myself I've got to do without him. There he goes, as usual, my man, tearing my heart apart. He's made my life a mess. I've got to do this, I guess. Goodbye, Joe. From here I kiss you. Goodbye, Joe. I hope I don't miss you.
Been on the square and had treated me fair, we'd have not had a tiff. If you had not said I should go and jump right off the nearest cliff. If you had stayed off the make and you just hadn't taken to coming home stiff. If I had not smelled perfume with a nasty unfamiliar whiff. I'm gonna miss you, baby. Things could have been terrific. Ah, what's the diff? If you had not had the cheek to stay out for a week saying back in a jiff. If you were not such a two-timing guy. If you weren't, if you hadn't, if you didn't, if you worried, if you hadn't, if you didn't, but you're having, you were, and you went, and you didn't. So, goodbye. If I had not seen you take Geraldine on the lake in your flat-bottom skiff. If you were not found to sue with your arms around her bare midriff. If I had not seen you pen sexy letters to Gwen in your own hieroglyph. If you had not left me home when you had two seats for South Pacific. I'm gonna miss you, baby. You were too darn prolific. What's the diff? If you were not such a hound who, when game was around, always picked up the sniff. If you were not such a two-timing guy. If you weren't, if you hadn't, if you didn't, if you weren't, if you hadn't, if you didn't, but you haven't, you were, and you went, and you didn't. So, goodbye. If, when I asked where you'd been, you had not clipped my chin with a beautiful biff. If I had not always found purple lipstick on your handkerchief. If you had not told me lies and then looked in my eyes with a smile, be a tiff. If, when I caught you with Kate, you had not said, it's of no signif. I'm gonna miss you, baby. And I could get specific. Ah, what's the diff? If the best years of my life weren't spent as your wife with no married certif. If you were not such a two-timing guy. If you weren't. If you if you weren't, if you hadn't, if you didn't, but you have and you were and you went and you did and so.
We have our strangest music of the night up next from a review based on the short stories of Heinrich Hoffmann. This is called Shockheaded Peter. You might know him as Struwwel Pater. And Martin Jacques with the Tiger Lilies did the score. It's weird, it's fun, it's wonderful, and this is Snip Snip.
Conrad's mother said, Conrad dear, I must go out and leave you here. What I say, don't suck your thumbs while I'm away. That great tall tailor, he always comes for naughty boys who suck their thumbs. And ere they wonder what he's about, he's got his looks quite sad as he shows his hands. Ha ha, said Mama, I knew he'd come. For naughty little suck a thumb. Snip, snip, the scissors go. Conrad cries out, oh, oh, oh. Snip, snip, they go so fast. And Conrad breathes his last. Snip, snip, the scissors go.
In 1999, there was an off-Broadway review called Secrets Every Smart Traveler Should Know about the woes of international travel. And from that score by Glenn Kelly, we're going to hear the French song sung by Mary Beth Graham and Denise Nolan.
Allez encore, je t'aime, quinoa. Presque ton pala. Et cousson, je t'aime et toi. Je m'en disque là-bas. Que mal te vienne. L'autre score est très jeune. Allez-vous souvenir. Comprenez-vous lesquels aiment? Mettez-vous sous le noir. Mettez l'amour. Parlez encore, je t'aime, quinoa.
I couldn't love you more.
Presque ton parla.
Not even if I try.
Et cousson, je t'aime et toi.
If I loved you anymore,
je m'en dis pas là.
My heart would explode.
Que mal te vient.
And where would that get us?
Et on sait c'est là-bas.
Never in a million years.
Je t'aime toi.
Could I love you more?
Dites-nous n'aimerais.
Except if you were better looking.
Je t'aime toi.
Maybe then I'd love you more.
Par que nous aimons, je ne veux.
Or if you had lots of money.
Aime-moi.
Or I was high.
L'autre score est très jeune.
If you didn't drool when you spoke.
Allez-vous souvenir.
Maybe then I'd love you more.
Comprenez-vous lesquels aiment.
If you didn't call bananas nannies.
Mettez-vous souvenir.
God knows, then I'd love you more.
Mettez-l'amour.
Actually, you're getting on my nerves.
J'ai tout dit.
Taxi!
We'll close with another Maltby and Shire song, this one from the review Closer Than Ever. We have Sally Mays and a little bit of Richard Mewins with one of our favorite songs, You Wanna Be My Friend?
College, high school pals that I still see. I have sisters in sororities across the country fond of me. Two chums that date from grade school, one whole family from St. Paul. There are kids I know from summer camp who still give me a call. I have friends from when I lived in Paris and my singles cruise. I have five old boyfriends who still call me up to schmooze. I have buddies from the lab in Boston, colleagues from the zoo. I've got an aunt in Cleveland that I always can turn to. I've got enough friends!
Perhaps I should be going.
You stay right there! You wanna be my friend? You wanna be my friend?
since I'll be 39 next month, I want him rather soon. I want someone to buy rugs and lamps with, someone who'll co-sign. I want a small joint bank account in his name and in mine. I need someone I can fight with, learn to cook with, love to feed. Come to think of it, there's only one thing that I do not need. I don't need another friend.
I really should be going.
You stay right there.
You're right, I deserve this. You're such a wonderful person, and I'm such a...
I don't need to hear from you I'm perfect, then end up all wet. I am tired of being the greatest girl a man has ever met, but I don't want to make a commitment to you. Ha! Can't you see? You don't want to tell the truth. Oh, no, you just want out from me. Yes, I know inside you're fragile. Yes, your mother was a mess. If that's why you can't receive a woman's love, I couldn't care less. I don't need to know it's your fault. Have some balls. It doesn't fit. You're not sick, deprived, misunderstood, or weak. You're just a shit! If you want to be my friend, I want you as a friend. Is my name on this lease?
Huh?
Is my name on this lease?
Yeah.
Then get out of my apartment!
With You Wanna Be My Friend from Closer Than Ever, we have to say goodbye, but hope you'll join us next week for our second look at Audra McDonald so far. Until then, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Ott.
Wishing you a pleasant evening from the Dress Circle.